I'm very pleased with the governor's budget address today because we have many challenges facing us here in Pennsylvania. And the governor was thoughtful and looking at ways in which we can achieve success in getting a budget done in a bipartisan way. So to that end, he's made some proposals which I think are significant. You know, recognizing that there's difficulty in getting a broad-based tax increase through the General Assembly, he's taken steps to reduce our spending by $2 billion. So the budget that we're going to be talking about is one that's $2 billion reduction in spending as we go forward. We also need to recognize that he's looking at the priorities and continuing some of the priorities. Certainly the governor talked a lot about the education investments, continuing them in a modest way as we go forward, $100 million for K-12, 25 in special ed, and a significant emphasis on early learning, which is about 65 and 10 in that area, which I think is important because those to me are the best dollars that we spend in state government. To that end, I also recognize the governor wants to make investments in how we grow jobs and maintain jobs in Pennsylvania. That is a top priority for Senate Democrats and has been for a while. So I think we're touching upon the realities of what our situation here is in Harrisburg, our fiscal struggles that we're faced with and reluctance to add significant revenue to address that. So we have no alternative to present what I'll deem to be a modest, austere budget as we go forward. Now, the challenge now is for Senate Democrats and Senate Republicans and folks here in Harrisburg to work together to create the implementation of some of the things the governor's proposed, specifically in the area of how we deliver human services in Pennsylvania. The governor is suggesting that we create a new agency, which I agree with totally, that will be Health and Human Services, that combine all those services that are provided to constituents across the Commonwealth and do it in a more efficient, economical manner that allows us to enhance the services we provide, but at the same time has cost-cutting and streamlining measures that allow us to be able to help address the shortfall that we're faced with.